Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting Lamed Omer Beis about four lines off from the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah of Halacha Hey, and Vilnius Rishabat and Chavchas Omer Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us Mishnah Shemaderech Aliyah Da'at Shechashecha V'Chulu. Somebody who's walking along the way Erev Shabbos, he was tired, he took a nap, he woke up, and it's already Shabbos. The question is, does he have a 2,000 Amot Chum or not? He wasn't officially Kanish Fisa on one hand. On the other hand, it's not his fault. He was sleeping. So Rabbi Yechim Menuhi says he gets 2,000 Amos. Or as the Chum say, he does not. He only has four Amos. The Gemara clarifies, Rabbi Zera says, Rabbi Shemar Chizdai, Tavid Rabbi Yechim Menuhi, what's Rabbi Yechim Menuhi's reason that even though he wasn't officially Kanish Fisa, he gets 2,000 Amos? Me'achar she'ilu haya er. That's because if he was awake, haya Kanish Fisa, he would have been Kanish Fisa for himself, getting 2,000 Amos. Yasha in Loikan Ole Shvisa. We're going to say just because he was sleeping, he doesn't get Shvisa. Laman Aleph Aman Aleph on the top. Pay attention to the gears to change. Therefore, Yesh Loi Alpaim Amol Chal Ruach, he does get 2,000 Amos in every direction. Now, Rabbi Yudah says, Vafilu er, even if he was awake, Veloikan Ole Shvisa, but he wasn't officially Kanish Shvisa for himself, he didn't say, Shvisasi Bim Kaimi, this is where I'm being Kanish Shvisa. Ain Loi Alpaim Amol Chal Ruach, we take out the word Ella, he does not get 2,000 Amos in every direction. And Asad Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yechim Menuhi, what Rabbi Yudah just said is like Rabbi Yechim Menuhi. Rabbi Yechim Menuhi Amar, what Rabbi Yechim Menuhi just tell us? Acher She'ilu Haya Er, Kain Ole Shvisa, because if he was awake, he would have been Kanish Shvisa. So that's why even when he was sleeping, he gets Shvisa, he gets 2,000 Amos. Now it's Mashma, Haya Er, Veloi Kain Ole Shvisa, that if he was awake and he wasn't officially Kain Ole Shvisa, Ain Loi Alpaim Amol Chal Ruach, he does not get 2,000 Amos in every direction. We have a question of Chunna Amar, he tells us, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Ba, Ger Shetaval La'acher She'er HaMizrach. Let's say a Ger went to the mikvah Shabbos morning after it became light. He can't go to the mikvah Friday night because a Ger has to go to the mikvah during the day. I guess he didn't manage to do it on Friday, so he woke up Shabbos morning and went to the mikvah. Now he's officially a Ger. Me'acher She'ilu Haya Ger, Haya Kain Ole Shvisa, that's a proper Gersa. Since if he was a Ger in Erev Shabbos, he for sure would have been Kain Ole Shvisa for himself. Ma'amar Rabbi Yechim Menuhi, what would Rabbi Yechim Menuhi say about this? Does Rabbi Yechim Menuhi give this Ger 2,000 Amos in every direction starting Shabbos morning or no? And we don't have an answer to this. Now the Gemara tells us Nishmi'inu Nadal, let's learn from the following. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains that it seems to me that there's something missing over here, and it probably is that there was a question, who do we paskin like, Rabbi Yechim Menuhi or the Chamim? And that's what we're saying, Nishmi'inu Nadal, let's learn from the following. The Ma'ariv Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Mishim Rishu Ben Levi, that Halacha Rabbi Yechim Menuhi, the Lachas like Rabbi Yechim Menuhi. Now discussing the end of Mishnah, where a person has only Dalet Amos, where those four Amos measured from, so Rabbi Lazar said that he's right in the middle of them. He gets two Amos in every direction, and that's a total of four Amos. Whereas Rabbi Yudah told us that he's allowed to pick any direction he wants. As now we clarify this, Bir Loim Bayd Yoim, Chayzer Bayim Bayd Yoim. If he chose the Dalet Amos that he wants before his Shabbos, he could be Chayzer from that before it's Shabbos. Furthermore, Mishcha Shecha, Chayzer Bayim Mishcha Shecha. If it was already Shabbos and he chose, I want to go in this direction for Amos, he could be Chayzer from that because he only chose that after Shabbos started. But here's the question, Bir Loim Bayd Yoim, Vikide Shalva Yoim. Let's say he chose his Dalet Amos, which direction he wants to go before Shabbos started, and then Shabbos started, is he allowed to be Chayzer? So we suggest Nishmim and adults learn from the following. We had learned in the Mishnah in the previous Talmud that a guy's walking along the way Erev Shabbos, he sets up camp, and then when he wakes up Shabbos morning, he realizes that he's really close to the city and he's actually within the Tchum. So Lo Yikanes Divrei Meir said he's not allowed to go into the city because he never had intention to be Kanes Shvisa in the city, and he only gets 2,000 Amos from where he is. Whereas Rabbi Yudah Amar Yikanes, Rabbi Yudah says he's allowed to go into the city. And that tells us that even though he was Kanes Shvisa where he currently is, since he realized that it was a mistake and he really wanted to be in the city, he just didn't know he was near the city, that original Kinyan Shvisa is nullified and he basically now has a new Shvisa. Even though, again, that original Kinyan Shvisa happened before Shabbos and now it's on Shabbos, he's allowed to do away with it. He's allowed to be Mevatel it. And that's the same thing over here. Even if he chose his Dalet Amos before Shabbos, since now that he realized on Shabbos that was a mistake and he really wanted to go in a different direction, he is able to Mevatel that. Now going to the last part of the Mishnah, where it had told us that Rabbi Yudah agrees that if he had already chosen it, he's not allowed to be Chayzer. What's that referring to? So the Gemara clarifies, Loyal Da Amris. That wasn't actually said in regards to this case that the Mishnah is talking about, that he only has four Amos in every direction, and that once he chose on Shabbos, he can't undo it. El rather, I'll ratio the Pirka, it's going on the beginning of the Parak, Misha, it's you, Gayim, Ruach, Ras, Amris, it's going on that Memra, that a guy has a regular Tchum, he's Kanish Visa somewhere, and then Gayim, or Ruach, Ras, schlepped him out of there beyond his 2,000 Amos. Over there, we had said that he only gets Dalet Amos. This is not something that he accepted upon himself before Shabbos. It's something that Pitom, on Shabbos, he discovers that now he's out of his Tchum, so he only gets Dalet Amos, as Rabbi Yudah is saying that he's allowed to choose that Dalet Amos in any direction. And Olea on this, Amar Rabbon, Rabbon said that this is the state where Mishnah is going on. But Rabbi Yudah agrees, Shem Bir Eloi, Shein Yachal Achzer Boy, that once he did choose that Dalet Amos that he's allowed to go, that he's not allowed to be Chayzer. And moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Hayu Shnayim. Let's say we have two guys, they only have Dalet Amos on Shabbos, Mikdis Amos of Shalzel, Ozech Amos of Shalzet. Each one has some Amos that overlap, which means that they're six Amos apart from each other. So it means that two of their Amos are overlapping. Each one has four Amos, let's say, towards each other. And since there's six Amos away, that means two of their Amos are overlapping. Mivin Vaichlin Be'emtz. mitzvah. They could bring their food and stuff and eat in the middle together, have a nice Suda Shabbos. As long as each one is careful not to take out stuff from his two amos and put it into his friends, or take something from his friends and bring it into his. That's because, as we discussed previously, not only is a person limited to his dalet amos, but his stuff, his possessions, his food, all the things that he has, they're also limited to his four amos. So they do have two amos that are overlapping, and they can enjoy Suda Shabbos together over there, but they just have to make sure not to have their food and stuff cross the boundary into the other guys. Now we have another situation, let's say we have three people, and I'm saying Muvla Bain Time, the middle one is absorbed in between them. This is what we would call concentric circles. Three guys arranged in a row, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, each one is Dalet Amos. Reuven's and Levi's, those are the two outer guys, their Dalet Amos meet up together, and there's no overlap, and the middle guy, Shimon, he has four Amos in the middle, two of them are shared with Reuven, two of them are shared with Levi. So who Mutar Iman, Vehin Mutar and Imai, he, the middle guy, Shimon, is Mutar with them in his Dalet Amos, and they're Mutar with him in the space of his Dalet Amos that they share, two for this guy, two for that guy. However, the two outer guys, Reuven and Levi, Asur and Zemzeh, they're also with each other because they don't have any Amos that overlap. Laman Alpha Amos on top, the mission continues. Amr Shimon says, what's this compared to? L'shalosh Chatzeres P'sucha Zulazu, where we have three Chatzeres, three courtyards next to each other that all actually open into each other. Upsuchas Rosh Hasarabim, they're also open to Rosh Hasarabim. And Irvu Shtein Emtsayas, let's say the two outer ones made an Eruv with the middle one. So Himutar Sima and Vehimutar Sima, the middle Chatzer is permitted to carry things in between the outer ones, and the outer ones are allowed to carry things into the middle ones. But Ushtam Achitzonis, Asur Zuimzu, the two outer ones are also with each other because they never made an Eruv with each other. Now the Gemara tells us how Yushnai makes this Amos of Shazev Chulu. And now we have a clarification of the whole Dalet Amos thing, and pay attention to the gears of changes we're going to have. Afal Gav Drav Chanina Ben Antignus Palagal Rabbanon Bet Yiburia Yarois Maidu Hacha Bet Amos. Even though Chanina Ben Antignus argues with the Rabbanon, which is the next Mishnah in regards to Yiburia Yarois, he does agree by Amos. If you take a look at the bottom right hand side of the daf, we have a very handy picture over here in Rav Chaim where you see a circle, and the next picture is a circle with a square drawn around it. As we're going to see in this next Mishnah, that's Machlokes or Chanina Ben Antignus and the Rabbanon, that when we have 2,000 Amos of a city, how do we measure them? Do we just measure them in a 2,000 Amos circle all around, which is what you would basically end up drawing if you measure 2,000 Amos from where a person's standing in any direction, and then you connect all those dots, it's going to end up being a circle. So that's what Chanina Ben Antignus holds, that Chum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos in a circle, whereas the Chumim hold that yes, we draw that circle, but then we draw a square around that circle, adding to it. So what our Gemara just told us now is that even though we have this Machlokes from Chanina Ben Antignus and the Rabbanon regarding regular Chum Shabbos of 2,000 Amos, when it comes to Dalet Amos, even Chanina Ben Antignus agrees that a guy gets four Amos, namely 4x4 Amos, as a total of 16 square Amos, and we don't draw it in a circle, and that means that he gets a little bit of extra space because he also gains the corners. And so now, moving right on to this next Mishnah, Aluch HaZayin tells us, Mishav HaBaderech, a guy's walking along the way, V'hai Yarei Shema Techshach, and he's afraid it's going to get dark, he knows it's getting dark, and he's not near his house, but V'hai Yamakir Ilan Agader, he recognizes a tree in the distance, or a fence in the distance, and he knows that that tree or fence is 2,000 Amos from his house, and he realizes that he's 2,000 Amos to that tree or fence. Va'amar, and he says, Shvisa si tachtov, my Shvisa is underneath that tree. Lo'amar klom, he didn't say anything. And that's because it's unclear where under the tree he wants to be kind of Shvisa. Under the tree is a very large area. The tree branches spread across quite a span. And so if you're going to say that he's going to be kind of Shvisa underneath it, well, maybe he's kind of Shvisa underneath the far end, which is closer to his house, but it's too far away from him. Or maybe he's kind of Shvisa under the end of it, which is closer to him, but that's too far away from his house, and then he wouldn't be able to get there. So if his Lashon Av, my Shvisa is underneath it, does nothing for him. However, if he says, Shvisasi bi'ikaroi, I'm being kind of Shvisa at the root, at the base of the tree, meaning at the trunk. So that's a very clearly defined place. It's very obvious where he wants to be kind of Shvisa. And then what's he able to do? Mahalchim makam ragla vadi karel paimama. He could walk from where he is right now to the base of the tree, 2,000 amas, and make kari vadi base el paimama. He can then walk from the base of the tree to his house, 2,000 amas. Nimsa mahalchim shechashecha, arbas alof mama. Turns out that from when it got dark, he's able to walk 4,000 amas because he was kind of Shvisa over there by the base of the tree. Now it's important to note that the reason why we're allowing him this kula, even though we didn't put bread down there, that's usually to be kind of Shvisa, is because he's a traveler. And for a traveler, we're makel that he doesn't have to physically put bread down in the place he wants to be kind of Shvisa. However, there is a catch. It has to be that he's able to get there before it gets dark. It can't be that it's 1 minute to dark and he's 2,000 amas away from the tree. There's no way he's going to be able to get there. There has to be a technical possibility of him being able to get to the tree before it gets dark. That's even if he has to run there. It's not a problem, but as long as he's technically able to get there before it gets dark, he's able to be kind of Shvisa in this way. And the mission continues. Let's say im einu makir, he doesn't recognize any landmark. He doesn't know anything that's near his house. Or he just simply doesn't know his halacha. He knows that the tree is 2,000 amos from his house, but he doesn't realize that he could be kind of Shvisa under the tree, even though he's not there. So what does he say? telling me my shvisa is in my place. I'm being kind of shvisa where I am. And this is just a classic situation of any guy who's going along the way Erev Shabbos who needs to be kind of shvisa where he is. So he says, shvisasi mkaimi, zachala mkaimi, alpaim amal choruach, he zaycha from his place, 2,000 amas in every direction. And the question is, how do we measure those 2,000 amas? So as we just mentioned before, agulais de Rav Chananya ben Antignois, rounded, that's what Rav Chananya ben Antignois says, namely as we explained before, and as we have his picture on the bottom right hand side of our Gemara, that if you measure from where he's standing 2,000 amas in every direction, and then you connect all the tips, you basically come out with a circle. So that's what he gets, a big circle of 2,000 amas in every direction. Or Zochamer, Rav Chananya say, Meruba is Ketav Meruba, that they're squared off like a square tablet. Basically, you make this circle, and then you draw a square around it like we have in this picture, and this is Gedeshe Niskaras Zavios. He actually now gains the corners. Once he goes to 2,000 amas, he actually has another 800 amas to the corners, and that's a little bit of extra plus that he's getting. Now the Gemara just clarifies, let's say we have two guys walking along the way, and one of them sees a landmark, and the other one doesn't see a landmark, or one knows the halacha, and the other one doesn't know the halacha. They both help each other. The guy who recognizes the landmark, he could bring along the guy who doesn't recognize it, and they both could be kind of shvisa in that place, no problem. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.